FBR, do you actually interested in this topic? Really? Okay. And some of you are here just because you just meditating, having to sit here. And that's fine too. I think I have to say in Chinese too. 所以各位大家好，那非常感恩你今天早上有空能来到我们这个星期天的这个要叫什么周日讲座。那周日讲座，今天我们这个周日讲座的课题叫做“亲爱的，你有在听吗？”那为什么我要讲这个？我觉得这个题目是一个非常重要的议题。那因为我觉得很多时候我们人与人之间的沟通。 可以有很大的影响。那作为以台湾人来讲的话，你如果不太会跟人家沟通的话，你这个就是比较白目一点。所以我们就是要学习怎么样不要去讲那些，学习怎么样跟人家多沟通这样。那今天，so today my talk will have three main points. There are three things that I will focus on. So today's outline. Well, first I'm going to focus on what is good and what is bad communication? What is a good communication? What is a bad communication? I want you to focus on this. That's the first thing we want to focus on. The next thing I want to focus on is what are considered good communication skills? What are the method of doing good communication? And the last thing I want to talk about is, if we do still have time, is why can't people communicate well? Like, what are the hidden obstacles that prevent people to be a good communicator. So those are the three things that we'll focus on today. 所以今天我们讲座的重点有三个重点。第一个重点是我们要在讲沟通之前，我们可以了解一下什么是好的沟通，什么是不好的沟通。我们要可以学习一下什么是好的沟通，什么是不好的沟通。那第二个重点是，如果要有好的沟通的话，我们要用什么方法？ 沟通其实不是没有人是天生是好的沟通的，不是每个人天生生下都是可以很会沟通。所以第二个重点就是，沟通来讲有什么方法可以让我们比较容易沟通。然后第三个重点是，那个很多人为什么不能沟通？为什么很多人？ 你跟他讲这是沟通的方式，他们没办法去改变他们沟通的方法，所以这是三个重点。 So sounds good. Now the spirit of this talk, is actually based on what Sifu said as well. Sifu said that in order to build a good interpersonal relationship, it requires communication. And when communication fails, we try to compromise, and if attempts at compromise also fail, then forgive and tolerate. So this is what our Sifu said. 那师父这个话题的背后的精神，也是师父有提到过。师父说过，人与人之间的相处之道需要沟通，沟通不成则妥协，妥协不成则你就原谅他，都容忍他吧。So this is sort of the Buddhist spirit in terms of communication. Now, just curious, how many of you believe that you're a good communicator? One, all the way back. 我想做一下那个，就请问一下，有多少人觉得你自己很会跟人家沟通？都没有，大家太谦虚了，不要谦虚了，我们没不用谦虚没关系啊。那你们觉得沟通重要吗？重要，你觉得？ 像我们都是学佛人啊，我们都对大家都很慈悲啊，还需要沟通吗？还是需要。 So we are all Buddhists, right? We're all very compassionate and loving kindness. We have a lot of loving kindness, right? Do you think we need to communicate well? Well, it's one thing to be loving and kind. It's one thing to have loving and kindness, right? It's another thing to express your loving and kindness. These are two different things, right? So a lot of us may feel have love and kindness, but sometimes it's hard for us to express that love and kindness. So the first topic we're going to talk about is good versus bad communication. So what determines a communication good and what determines communication bad? Good communication is easy, usually, when we're happy. Yes? When we're happy, when we're joyful, talking seems easy, right? You talk kind words to each other, right? And you say happy things to each other. Whatever you say, everyone enjoys it, you enjoy it. 沟通在我们心情好的时候其实是比较容易的，对不对？我们心情好的时候讲什么话听起来都很好，你开心的时候你要讲什么话你听起来也开心，然后也没什么问题。 Now what's the problem? The problem is how do you communicate well when you are angry or when people criticize you orwhen you're angry at someone else. So that's the challenge. How do you communicate well when those things happen to you? Right? 所以沟通为什么重要呢？因为沟通在当人家在批评你的时候，你在生气的时候，你还有办法可以很有理智的去跟人家沟通啊，这是一个挑战，这是一个挑战。沟通非常重要，因为以现代的心理学来讲人际关系所有的心理疾病，你如果去探讨所有的心理疾病，它的背后都是跟人与人之间有关系的。不管你是忧郁症、恐惧症，或是你是中年危机，或者你是恐慌症，它后面的原因，以心理学的角度来讲，都是与人际关系。所谓的人际关系，不止沟通，就是还有就是你怎么跟人相处，你的人跟人与人之间的相处模式。所以 ，so communication this topic is very important because in a modern mental health world, especially in certain school of thought, interpersonal relationship is everything. In terms of psychopathology.In terms of such as depression, anxiety, if you dig deeper into all the different kind of mental disorders, one of the commonality of all different mental disorders or mental difficulties or psychological difficulties, one of the main components behind those difficulties is interpersonal relationship. And in current modern psychology,how well you are aware of your interpersonal relationship reflects how well you are aware of your mental health. So this is a very important topic. Okay. Now, this presentation that a lot of stuff this presentation will be based on Dr. David Burns. I don't know how many of you have heard of Dr. Burns. Any of you? David Burns. So you heard of him.Okay, very good. Dr. Burns is one of the prominent figures in the cognitive behavior tradition. Cognitive behavior tradition in current psychotherapy today is very good at symptom reduction, problem solving. It's very good at teaching different techniques to people so they can learn how to deal with different kinds of mental difficulties or psychological difficultiesSo this presentation will be based on Dr. David Burns' techniques. 今天这个讲座主要是要用 Dr. David Burns 的一些理论技巧。那 Dr. David Burns 在美国是蛮有名的，因为 Dr. David Burns 他主要是属于美国所谓的认知行为疗派。那认知行为疗派在美国或是在世界各地。运用在心理治疗上呢，是属于技巧派。所谓的技巧派的意思就是说，他们可以用不同的技巧、不同的方法教导人怎么去面对自己的一些烦恼与困难，所以是属于技巧方面的。其实，在心理治疗上有不同的学派，其他学派是比较譬如说另外一个学派，像弗洛伊德，大家有听过弗洛伊德。所谓的心理动力派是比较所谓的。智慧派，也就是说怎么样寻找自己的智慧去面对自己的烦恼，这样，所以有不同的方法。那今天所要用的，今天要讲的一些方法是比较认知行为派的那个方法。So, how how do you know someone's good at good communicating and someone's not so good at communicating? Good communication has mainly two properties. Anyone want to guess what are the two properties? What do you think is good communication? Anyone? Don't be shy. This is a communication class. You should start talking now. Maybe I should call on people. Maybe I should. So about
you are able to listen.
Oh, you are able to listen. Very good. 那个不用中文讲一下。我现在就想说，在讲好的沟通跟坏的沟通之前，我们先讨论一下大家对好什么所谓什么是好的沟通方式，什么是不好的沟通方式。那这位居士说。好的沟通是其中一个技巧，是其中一个重要的部分，是你可以去聆听，你可以去聆听。嗯，你觉得这是正确的吗？听起来不错。OK， very good. I think good listening is very important.
It's light-hearted and kind.
Light-hearted and kind. There's this kindness component towards it, right? We
bought
it.
Lightened up.
Lightened up. So it's not the communication that sounds like very down. Okay, that's definitely part of an important component. Yes. 所以这位居士说，一个其中一个好的沟通方式就是，不是让人家会心情越讲越低落的那一种沟通，就是越讲就越想死啊这样子。这种也不是所谓好的沟通。Any other suggestions?
Open-minded.
No right answers. Oh, that's why she's fascinated. No right answers. That's very important. That's correct. That's also very correct. Another good component of communication is you need to have that open-mindedness, right? The vast and open-mindedness. So if you practice silent illumination, the whole world is part of this open mind, right? 所以那个法师说，其中另外一个重要的部分就是我们心胸要宽，在跟人家沟通的时候，你的心要宽广，心要宽广，我觉得这也是非常正确的。后面小姐你有没有？
Empathy，
中文叫做同理心，对不对？同理心。Yes， empathy is definitely very good， definitely very important. I think our audience are very smart. Mentioned all the very important parts. To summarize all those parts into two things, there's one thing we haven't talked about. Another good thing about communication we haven't mentioned.
Confirmation. If I listen to you, I
got to
communicate that I understand what you're saying.
Oh, very good. So the listener needs to say something, right? And that's one thing. So one thing is confirmation and anything else. Try to put yourself in other person's shoes, right? So that's the same thing as empathy. 同理心就是把自己放在别人的角度，把自己放在别人的角度。
Clarity.
Of who?
What you're saying.
For what you're saying. Okay, and what you're listening. So here's a typical example. I have a relative. I love this kind of classes because this is the time for me to gossip about the people I know. So I have this relative. I know him for many years, but every time he speaks to me, I'm trained to be listening, right? That's what I do. That's my job. So I listen. And you tell me, have you ever met people like this? So when they're talking, you're listening. Yes. Now, when I start to open my mouth, somehow the eye contact is gone. It's like, hello, I'm here. Hello, I'm here. What does that mean? Well, what do you think of the message?
One way
mirror, right? One-way message. I might as well just talk to the mirror, right? at least my mirror image has eye contact with me. I mean, really, you know? 所以我有一个那个亲戚啊，我有时候常常喜欢想我的亲戚，因为这种课题这种很容易让我每次想到我的亲戚啊、朋友啊。就是我每次跟这个亲戚讲话，每次他在讲话的时候，讲他丰功伟业的时候，因为我这个人反正我的专业就是要听人家讲话，没什么问题，就听他继续讲。但是只要我一开口，哦，讲完了，那轮到我讲你。只要我一开口之后，那个眼神忽然开始飘移，已经不知道飘到哪里去了。然后你就这样一直看着他，一直看着他，他人都已经神不在焉。然后等他开始讲话的时候，他的眼神又跑回来了，又很注重跟你讲话。So does that sound like good communication? No. So one thing I think we didn't mention today, there are two things. First is actually you need to express your feelings. This is the hard part. For especially Asian population, it's very hard for you to express your feelings. It's hard to express our feelings directly. That's the hard part. And the second part is you encourage a person to express their feelings. That's why we become empathic. The reason why you're showing empathy is to encourage a person to talk more. You see how that works? Right? So these are the main two properties of good communication. So a bad communication is what? You either refuse to share your own feelings, or you don't listen to what other people have to say. So in our body language, in our listening, in our whole verbal communication, if you can encourage another person to say more, if you're able to share your own feelings, that would be a more intimate, good communication. And good intimate communication involves those two properties. Now, I'm not talking about those little chat, little talk when you're in a bar. Those are communication too, but we're really talking about good intimate communication that you should share with your friends, your family, your daughters, your sons. 那好的沟通其实这种有两个重点。第一个重点是你可以把自己内心的感觉讲出来，你有办法把自己内心的感觉用很直接、很清楚的方式表达出来，这是一个好的沟通的一个重点。另外一个重点是你有办法让另外一个人，你的另外一个人把他们内心的话讲出来，内心的话讲出来。那这两个重点是非常重要，因为唯一这两个重点可以让你跟另外一个人的关系更亲密。你如果想要跟家人、朋友、同事有比较亲密的关系的话，这两个重点是需要，这两个重点是需要的。那我刚才在外面看一下，我们法鼓山要讲新六轮，对不对？新六轮里面有工作伦理、职场伦理、职场伦理、家庭伦理，还有校园伦理。其实这些伦理，你要跟人与人之间要有这个比较好的关系，这两个一定是需要的，这两个一定是需要的。So I was just reading outside. When I was just outside before the lecture, I was reading some of our pamphlets. And you know, Donald Trump has the six ethical, the new ethical standard. Is that how we translate that? Six ethical standard? Yeah. Humanistic standards. Do you guys know that? No? Okay, so you should read the English pamphlet outside later. But in Taiwan, the Damansha Mountain, they are promoting new ethics standards in different places such as school, family, workplace. The idea is to, and there are six other areas, but the idea is to have good harmony, good personal relationship with everyone. And to have good intimate relationship, you need to learn how to share your own feelings. You need to help people to share their feelings. So I'm going to give you some tests now, and you can tell me whether this is good communication or bad communication. Ready? Okay. So, let me just read this to you. So, you have a hangover? Why am I not surprised? When it's time to fly around with your buddies and crap on people, you never have a hangover. But when we make plans to go look for twigs and string, are you listening to me? All I'm saying is that swans mate for life, lands, and we're not swans. So I have to like start to translate this a little bit. 你已经喝醉了，为什么我没有很惊讶呢？每次你跟你朋友这样飞来飞去去玩的时候，你都从来不会醉酒。 但是每次我们要回家开始整理家里整理等等，我们的小窝里就已经，哎，你有没有在听我说？我要跟你说的是那个天鹅啊，他们是一辈子都在一起，但是我们不是天鹅。
It's kind of hard to translate this in Chinese.
So is this good communication? Does this sound familiar to you? At home, like, yes? Okay. So why is this not good communication? Is that attack?
No feelings.
No feelings. Is she doing a good job communicating? How about him? Not so good either, right? So how do we know what good communication and what's bad communication? There are several signs. And Dr. Burns actually put a whole bunch of signs together. So here are some of the characteristics of bad communication. In other words, what are the things you shouldn't do if you want to have a good intimate communication? Here's one, truth. You insist that you're right and another person's wrong. Okay, I think this is very familiar, right? Very familiar. So, David Burns, 这个心理大师，他有把很多不同所谓的不好的沟通方式的一些特征 讲出来，把它归类出来。那我们现在可以讲一下有哪些归类。其中第一个就是那个truth, how should I translate that? 事实，很多人为什么沟通没办法？因为他们觉得我就是要陈述事实，我觉得我就是对的，你就是错的。那你只要有这种想法，你绝对没办法再沟通下去。 So if this is one of the very important ones, the moment when you communicate with person, and if you think you're right, end of conversation for sure, a lot of time. Okay, here's another one, blind. Let's look at that. Let's use the bird as an example. You know, so do you see how the bird is blinding? Blinding means that you think the problem is always another person's fault. That's what we do also in terms of bad communication with blind. Okay. So 另外一个特征就是我们会去怪别人，就是今天会有这个问题，是不是我的错，是别人的错。Marisol, you're this innocent victim. We play innocent victim. How can it be my fault? Oh, I'm such an innocent person. I'm such a this innocent bystander. Okay. 另外一个就是装可怜，装可怜啊！我们有时候在沟通的时候，我们不想沟通，但是我们很喜欢装可怜。我这个人是苦命的人啊，我怎么会嫁给你啊？怎么会这样子啊？你怎么可以这样对我？对不对？你只要开始装可怜了，你就已经那个，你如果太装可怜，先生会怎么样？ Happy, cheerful. Another one, put down. This is a popular one too. We often, in order to make sure we're right, we put another person down. Okay? You imply the other person is a loser because he or she, oh, here's my favorite word. The moment you open your mouth and you say, you're always, you never, you're gone. Okay? The moment you tell people, you always do this, you never do this, right? You're always, spending too much money, you never pay attention to me. This is what you say to your spouse, your friends, goner. Okay. 另外一个我们常就是在所谓的坏的沟通常做的事情是我们常常， put down 放下，这个跟佛那个我们佛家讲的放下不太一样啊。Put down 不是放下嘛，就是我们常打压别人，啊？贬低别人，哦，对，我们常常贬低人家，哪里？我们贬低人家的时候，沟通也会终止哈。Another one, hopelessness. You give up and insist there's no point of trying. 啊，我不跟你讲了，没什么好讲的。So, I don't want to talk anymore. We're hopeless. There's nothing to say. So this sound, do you start to see some commonality? If you reflect your own communication, do you see any of that? I see everyone for me, for myself, so I don't know about you. But, here's more. Demandingness. Some of us are very demanding and entitled. You feel that people should meet what you want, and you don't say what you want. Okay, that's what demandingness is. 有很多要求很多，你要求就算了，有些人要求就算了，要求还不讲说他们要什么。哎，你应该要知道我要什么。哎 ，denial. Some of you insist that you're not angry. 哎，我是学佛的人，我怎么可以生气呢？哎，我没有生气啊。What's wrong? Nothing. You heard that? What's wrong? Nothing.Okay, denial. You insist that you don't feel angry, hurt. Okay, passive aggressiveness. Some of us are not good at showing anger, but we're so good at showing anger in a passive way. Okay. For example, the most common way of being passive aggressive is just stone face, say nothing, pretend to be dead. I don't know, just like the birds.Alright, passive aggressive, okay. Some of us storm out. The moment your spouse talking, you storm out the door. Okay, you close the door badly and you're just gone. 3 days, disappear. Okay, passive aggressive. 有些人不是很会当着人家面前生气，但是我们会怎么样讲，很用另外一种方式生气，就是以非常生闷气，对，太好，有这些人帮忙我们翻译的生闷气，有些人很非常厉害，生闷气非常厉害，他们可以除了生闷气就算，他们有办法就是让你很生气，他们自己生闷气，但是他们有办法让你很生气，因为你的生闷气这样。Self whine, this is another good one. Some of us is like.Yeah, I'm such this terrible person, that's right, I'm the worst person in the world, I'm a loser, the moment you tell them to do something. So why don't you wash dishes? Oh, I'm a loser, I can't do this anymore. So 我们有些人另外一个方法就是这个算是中文是以退为进吧，有些人是以退为进，就是你跟他讲一些事情啊，对了，我就是这个全天下最烂的人了，没错了。我就是全天下最烂的丈夫啊，最烂的儿子，最烂的女儿，反正就是我就是最烂的，你要怎么样 ？Helping, this is my favorite one. Some of us love help at the wrong time. So your friend comes to you, says to you, "Ah, man, my dog just died. I just lost my job. My life sucks." And guess what people do a lot? What people do a lot?You say that to them.
Try to rescue you.
One normal thing is, I'm so sorry, but then there's some other thing. For example, one person said, I'm going to kill myself, my life sucks. And what do you think people do a lot of times?
Advice,
yes. Oh, your life is not that bad. You should be a happy person. You make this salary. Why would you want to die? Your life is so good.Why is that a bad communication? You're not acknowledging it, right? And guess what's the person going to do next? If you say, oh, your life's not so bad, you should be happy, huh?
When I'm close,
he's not going to share anymore. That's true. That's definitely true. Or he's going to try even harder, convince you that his life really sucks. Right? Oh, you didn't see how fucked my life is? Let me tell you more. Oh, not only my dog died, my wife's dog, my parents dog, right? You see how this goes? And then, guess what? Both of you are going to feel frustrated because you think you're trying to help and they're just becoming worse. And the person who's complaining don't need your help. They just want you to listen to their complaint. And guess what? It just escalates. So this is typical example of bad communication. More, boy. Sounds like we just don't know how to communicate. Yeah, there's more. Did I translate the helping one? Let me just translate that one. 那个有些人他们那个 ，like wait, did I translate all that? Yeah, I did. Did I translate self-line?
Yes.
Oh, I did. Okay, helping. 另外一个那个不好的沟通习惯就是我们常常喜欢帮助，在不对的时间帮助人。所谓的帮助人的意思就是说，譬如说你的朋友跟你说啊，我的人生好苦哦，人生是苦啊，我们想死了。那我们常常会跟他说什么？我们很多人不是就是说哦 ，sorry， 或者就是说哦，其实你人生没那么苦啊。其实佛陀说苦是正常的啊，你要这样继续下去啊。那为什么这个是不好呢？我们常常太习惯给意见。其实很多时候，你只要给意见的时候，那个人反而会觉得你没有听到他在讲什么，他的反应就是，我就是，哎，你没听懂我在讲什么，或者是他会讲越讲越严重，那结果就是你一直想要给他这个意见，然后这个人一直越讲越严重，然后变成你们俩都会很生气。你们有这样的经验过？Here's more sarcasm. Sarcasm, my favorite. Yeah, you're the best wife I ever have. Yeah, you're the best friend I ever have, right? Sarcastic, right? Your words of tone convey tension and hostility. A lot of time, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. Okay, so that's an important point.Not what you said, it's how you said. So if you say, oh, you're the best wife in the world, versus, yeah, you're the best wife in the world. You see how it means two different things in terms of tone. So tone is very important. 讽刺。有时候我们跟人家沟通的时候会有习惯性的讽刺。哦，你是最好的先生。对了，你是全天下最棒的先生。没错。那有时候我们讲的话不是我们讲话的重点，有时候是我们讲话的口吻非常重要。你们讲话的口吻如果没有去注意讲话的口吻的时候，你会给他表达非常多的意见。Scapegoating is another good one. A lot of time we blame. Okay, we suggest that the other person.Is the one that really had problems, and that you're just such a sane and happy person that you have no problem, but you're the other person's fault. 有时候我们会怪罪别人，我们会暗示说，其实我根本没问题，是你有问题，我没问题，是你有问题。Defensiveness, this is probably very common among guys. You refuse to admit any wrongdoing.Or any imperfection, okay? Defensiveness is like a backward dagger. When you're having communication, especially when you have a fight with someone and you become defensive, it's like you're fighting with a knife pointing at yourself. Why is that? Do you have any idea? Why is defensive a problem? So I tell you, you're an idiot.And you say, no, I'm not an idiot. That's become defensive, right? So why would that become a backward dagger? Why would that help you if you try to prove yourself wrong? What is that suggesting? Ah, you're an idiot. No, I'm not. Any idea? Yeah?
And you like, already believe that you're an idiot. That's why you're trying to defend yourself. And you're not pointing out, well, I would appreciate it if you don't speak to me that way.
Okay, very good. That's good. Yeah. If you go along with it, it's one way to convince that, yeah, you must be an idiot, that's why you need to defend yourself, right? If you're not an idiot, then you don't need to defend yourself. That's a very good point. Another point, and we will talk more about it later, I think that's very good you brought it up. Another point is the moment you defend, the hidden message for the person is you're wrong. And how to keep a bad communication going? As long as you tell people, another person you're wrong, the fight can just keep going on and on and on. So that's another song. Okay? So become defensive. 我们有时候跟人家沟通的时候，你如果自我防卫太多的时候，就是这样翻译的好吗？自我防卫就是defensive。 但是你如果譬如说我说，你做这件事不对，那你急着反驳的时候，你只要急着反驳的时候，你马上就陷入这个陷阱。所谓的陷阱就是，你只要一反驳，你的那个反驳的给人家的一个感觉就是，你是讲我是错的吗？你只要让人家有这个感觉的时候，他们越不容易改变他的想法。 所以反驳是一个非常不好的一个沟通方式。Counterattack, well, this is the more obvious one that we know as bad communication. Instead of communicating, we just yell back, you're a loser, and you too. And some of us don't even yell back anymore, we just use our hands and just punch back, and you know. So that's just counterattack. 然后有些人就是反击。 人家骂你的时候，就是骂回去，那就是骂来骂去，那永远没有结束的哈。And diversion, this is probably guys do this more than girls. Instead of focusing on the problems, instead of focusing on the problem now, you bring up issues from 10 years ago. Okay, you bring just. So I heard this story of husband and wife. They have a fight, and the fight is about You know Chinese like to eat those, the 西瓜子, you know, the watermelon seeds? You ever seen those Chinese old people, like they sit there and just eat the watermelon seed? Alright, you bite it and you open it and then the seed, you know, good chunk of it coming out. So the husband and wife has two different habits, right? The wife like to just eat the watermelon seed as the way we eat it. You know, you take one, you open it up, and you take this, you know, the meat, and you sort the shell away. The husband like to do it differently. The husband like to open it up, put the shell here, put the meat here, open another one up, put the shell here, put the seed here. So he like to like open like 50 of them here, and then you take the whole bunch and eat it in one shot. And the wife is like, what the hell, you know, why should you eat this way, right? And so then he's like, the wife's like, so why do you eat this way? Well, the husband's like, well, I like it this way, you know, this make me feel good. And the wife's like, but this is such a stupid way, like, and the husband's like, why would this be stupid? And yeah, this is stupid because your family is stupid. I hate your family, I hate your mom. And then the husband's like, what? You don't like my mom? I mean, my mom treats you so well. Like, you see how this can just go on and on. And so, yeah, they have like, we talk about divorce at the very end because that worked out in the scene. Okay. So, you know, I have that money, please. So, you know, 然后把壳丢一边，吃一个丢一个。那先生吃瓜子，他一样。先生吃瓜子是先打开把壳放一边，然后再把纸放另外一边，壳放一边，纸放一边。然后他喜欢这么开个50个之后，再一把那个纸抓起来，再一把吃下去。然后他来的时候有时候实在是看不下去，说：“哎，你为什么吃瓜子都一定要这样子先开，然后再吃？”那先生说：“没有啊，这就是我的习惯，我喜欢这样子啊。” 那他就说这个很笨的习惯，这实在是很不好的习惯，而且就很生气啊！你怎么可以说这是不好的习惯？然后他就会说：“这反正很笨啊，你们全家人都是这么笨啊，你妈妈也是啊，你弟弟也是啊，你姐也是啊。”那学生就是，就 变得更神奇的哦. So that's what diversion means. People bring up old issues. Another example of diversion is, let me think of another diversion. So there's a couple walking on a flower walk at night. They talk about, so the girlfriend is like, you know, we should talk. I think lately we haven't had a good time, and I think lately you're ignoring too much. And if we talk about getting married, I think that's a problem. And what do you think, right? And the guy is like, hey, did you look at that? There's a northern star. We're blinking. So, diversion 中文不知道的，就是 叫什么翻 diversion。
顾左右而言，顾左右，顾左右言他的，打岔或顾左右言他，没错，
都可以。很多时候我们讲话，人家跟你讲重点，你就不管把话题扯开啊，扯开话题嘛。就是比如说有一对男女朋友在那个海滩上走啊，那女的说。哎，我们最近需要讲点话，因为我觉得我们最近的感情不太好。那如果我们以后还要有机会这样的话，我们一定要好好解决我们这最近的一些问题。那男的说，哎，你有没有看到那个天上那个北极星，好漂亮啊？所以这就是一个我们常常做这种事情啊。So here are some of the examples of bad communication. How much time I have? Well, I have plenty of time. So good communication. So what are the methods of good communication? So none of us are born to be good communicators. I mean, some of us are a little bit better than the others, but I have to say good communication is something that you need to practice on, and something we gain from experience. And David Burns suggests that there are five things that we can focus on in order to have a better communication. And remember at the very beginning we say that good communication has two components. And you still remember, one component is to express yourself, another component is to encourage another person to share their feeling. So those five techniques are related to those two components. So the first kind of techniques are the so-called listening skills, the art of listening. And here are some of the techniques. Disarming, one is called a disarming technique, one is called empathy, inquiry, and another two is the self-expression techniques or self-expression skills, I feel statement, and stroking. Okay, so we will go over each one of them a little bit more. 所以那个好的沟通技巧不是天生的，我们其实人与人之间的沟通很多时候是需要学习，是从经验来学习的。不管是儿子跟父，那个儿子跟爸爸或爸爸跟儿子讲话，或是夫妻之间的对话，或是好朋友之间的对话，很多时候我们是从我们的经验学习到要怎么样讲话，人家会比较开心；要怎么样讲话，感情会比较好。那你如果不会讲话的时候，你马上就学到了，为什么？久而久之的就你怎么没有，我怎么没有朋友啊？所以这个是可以慢慢去学习的，那个我那个心理大师 David Burns 有五个重点，他觉得有五个方法我们可以去运用在沟通上。那前三个是聆听的艺术，聆听的技巧。后两个是怎样自我表达的技术，那我可以等一下我们一个一个 go over 这样子。So listening skill. Do you think people are born to listen? No, not born to listen. Guys, compare men and women, who's better at listening? Do you think?Woman? Really? Are you sexist? Really? Women are known to be more good at listening or good at speaking or... Yeah? I mean, you all heard that book, Men from Mars, Women from Venus? Yes? By the way, that book, they don't have correct information, just in case you want to read self-help books, and they have a lot of wrong information in it. But scientists try to figure out, you know, like, what are the differences between men and women sometimes in terms of listening skills. And they try to do some brain scan and use the brain scan of how men and women are different. So so here's the female brain and here's the male brain. And can you see it? So yeah, if you look at the male's brain, there's a listening particle which you can't even see anymore. And for girls here, this large part of particles called isojuicil gland. So it's very different, and there's a footnote for males. The listening to the children cry, the gland is too small that cannot see it anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. This is not real. In case you thought it's a real scientific base. Anyway, I'm just gonna skip this. I'm not gonna translate this. Okay, this is gonna be on the record. Okay.
Self-explanatory.
Right? Yes. Okay. So listening skills. The first listening skill is called the disarming technique.
第一个年轻的技术叫做解除危机，听起来放下，就是有时候我们那个有个炸弹快要爆掉的时候，我们要把那个炸弹给它。
卸除，放下武装 disarming. Now, this technique is probably the most important technique out of all the techniques we will talk about. This technique is the equivalent of judo. Do you guys know judo? Judo? The founder of judo says something like this. The word judo, in Japanese, do, the word do, it means the way. And in Japan, the way, the reason they use the word the way is because they have this strong Zen influence on it. Meaning that's the hidden principle, or that's the path that people should practice on. So the founder of judo is judo, the martial art. And the founder of judo said something like this: maximum efficient use of your energy, and use that to benefit yourself and others. That's the principle of judo. What does that mean? That means that you don't fight against force. You borrow the force, you make good use of the force, and you use that force to benefit yourself and others. Now I sound like the Star Trek guy, right? I'm force be with you, right? 柔道，这个第一个技巧有点像柔道。那柔道的创始者有讲过一句话，精力善用，自他共荣。那所谓的精力善用，自他共荣的意思，就是跟我们中文讲的一样，四两拨千斤的意思类似，就是我们要学习怎么样去四两拨千斤，然后再把那个千斤呢。应用在自己与他人身上，可以让你跟他人同时得到那一个好处。所以柔道 ，so this is like the verbal judo. This part is like the verbal judo. So how do you disarm someone? How do you disarm someone? This is the most difficult, most powerful technique. But the basic idea of disarming someone is you find some truth in what the other person is saying.Even if you feel convinced that what they're saying is totally wrong, unreasonable, irrational, or unfair. That's the hardest part. So when someone's accusing you of something, you have to say something to reflect that, yes, there's some truth with what they're saying. This sounds kind of counterintuitive, right? Doesn't sound right there. In judo, why is this...Like judo. In judo, when someone pushes you really hard, what do? If someone pushes you, if judo is a martial art, so let me just use judo as an example again. In judo, when someone pushes you really hard, with the principle of judo, you don't push back. What do? You pull them. You actually pull them. And when you pull them, guess what you can do? You see how small I am? I practiced judo for many years. And if I do it right at the right moment, I can throw someone 250 pounds, no problem. Put in the air, no problem. Very simple. Because you use their energy to against themselves. This is the same principle in Tai Chi, same principle in Aikido. So this is the same equivalent of verbal. This is like the verbal judo. 在柔道，当有一个人推你的时候，以柔道的角度来讲，你不会去推回去，你不止你不推回去，你还会拉他。当你拉他的时候，你可以把那个推你的人的力量用在他自己身上。所以你看我这个小小子的话，我其实练柔道练蛮多年的。如果做的对的时候。 我这个小小子的人可以把一个250磅的人丢在空中没有问题。如果他是很用力推我的话，我只要稍微拉他一下，稍微角度改一下，他可以整个人飞起来。所以这个第一个重点，这是第一个 technique， 就是像柔道一样，是语言上的柔道。那第一个重点是什么？就是人家在批评你的时候呢，不管人家讲的多难听，或是多生气，你都可以把那个。 你都可以找出一些事实，从那个人讲的话里面找出一点事实出来。你如果可以这样做的话，你就可以开始沟通，成功就是开始办，就有一半是成功的。Does that make sense? Find some truth in something that people say that's totally outrageous. So let's practice. Let's say you're me. Suppose you tell me, ah, this is BS. What I'm saying today is BS. I'm suspicious about this communication technique. I don't think it will work for me. 那我们来练习一下啊。那譬如说你今天是我好了，你譬如说你今天跟我说，哎，你讲的这些东西，我觉得一点用处没有，我不觉得这个对我会任何有用。 So how would you respond to me? How would I respond to you if you're me? How should I respond? Using this arming technique. Okay, so you would say, thank you for your advice. I will make adjustment in the future. Okay? That would sound good to you? Yeah?
Well, you could say, certain techniques don't work for everyone. They're just suggestions for you to try if you like.
Okay, very good too. This is not going to work for everyone, and I wouldn't know whether that will work for you or not. So these are just suggestions for you to try out. If it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. This is much better than saying that. That's much better than if I say something like, no, this will work for you. I think this is really good, I think this is really bad, and you should try it, and if you don't try it, suck. Right. You see how, if you say it differently? So here, sometimes I could say, yeah, you're right to be suspicious. I'm not convinced this method will be helpful to you either. People sometimes find it extremely difficult to change, and I'd like to hear more about why you think the method won't change for you, won't do it for you. So this is one example of verbal judo, right? Verbal judo. You take something that they offer and you use that to help them and help yourself. Right? 所以那个我用中文讲一下，就是如果我们用这个第一次来解决的话，就是你这样怀疑是对的，我也不晓得这些沟通技巧到底对你有没有用。那我们可以试试看。那我也知道人有时候是很难改变的，但是我想知道一下为什么你会觉得这些沟通技巧对你没有什么用。
所以这是一个比较一个怎么样讲，一个比较好的沟通方式去沟通。那有时候有些人比较，如果有些人比较嘴硬一点，就说哎不会啊，我觉得这沟通方式很好，你为什么不相信我，这样子绝对不会有什么更好的沟通结果下去，对不对？ Good at this? Sounds good? How about another example? Your boss said to you, this proposal stinks. Were you daydreaming when you arrived? 那我来试另外一个问题，试另外一个 example。你的老板跟你说，啊，你写的这个作业太差了，你是在做白日梦吗？ So, how would you say, what would you say to your boss?
Well, I
could.
Well, I think there's some pretty good parts of it that might solve some of the problems.
So you would say, I'm sorry?
I think there's some good parts of it.
I think there's some good parts in the proposal that might be helpful for solving the problem to maintain it, this, that, and the other. So you would tell your boss, like, you think my proposal sucks, but I think there's some good thing about it, how my proposal that would be helpful, might be useful. And if I'm your boss, what I would say, something like, when you try to say I'm wrong. You see how that, you see if your boss is like nasty,you see how that works? Anyone else want to try? Or has this ever happened to you before? Yeah.
Maybe you can say this proposal maybe stinks, but I did think about it day and night.
So you say this might be stinks, but I think about it day and night. Okay.
You are sure about I'm thinking about it day and night.
Okay.Okay, we're going to get it right, so if 师傅 tell you like, 哎呀你这个 okay, very good, yeah. Okay, Joanne?
I would say, I agree that this proposal needs to be improved. Do you have any suggestions?
Okay, very good. Non-defensive, very good. Remember, when you become defensive, it becomes what? Backward dagger, right? Yes.所以那个中文的有没有人要给一点，如果你老板说你这个工作实在是太差，你在做白日梦的话，那你要讲什么？我们讲那些讲中文好了。那个讲中文的眼睛忽然开始闭起来了，而且最后面的菩萨你要，
因为我没上过班。
没关系，你没上过班啊，那你。那你可以想象一下，如果老板说，哎，你做这个工作太差，你是在做白日梦，你要怎么讲？啊？那你就自己回家做看看了，对不对？啊，我不做了。You see how people just, if they're in a bad mood, they will just say things that won't help them. If you say I could, which some people do.And you know, this is another thing why communication skill is important. When we're in bad mood, we tend to say, like right now you're not in a bad mood, and it's hard for you to come up with an answer already. Imagine you're in a bad mood. You're not going to say something too rational. Right? That's why when people are depressed, it's important, even more important for them to pick up this kind of skill. Because if you're very depressed,and your boss said to you, or your work stuff, guess what? You don't even have the energy to try to be communicative. You just say something like, all right, I quit. And when you do that, it's going to make your depression even worse and worse and worse. So that's why these are important skills to have, right? Now some of you might think that, oh, we're Buddhists, you know, we meditate many years, we know what to do. I don't know, you know.Last time after my 7-day retreat, 2 days later when my boss yelled at me, my retreat practice didn't help me too much. Right? I mean, technique. Okay, sometimes when we said something, people, it requires a lot of technique. So, yes, one thing you can do is try to be less
defensive about it, you can say something like, it sounds like I really missed the boat on this proposal even though I worked hard on it. That's what positive sense. Could you tell me what you dislike about it and I can work on it. So if you try to be less defensive about something, you're more likely to get the conversation going. Another one, you're good at this? I find some truth in other people's side. Here's another one. Your husband says to you, you're too emotional about things. You get too upset and overreact. Why don't you use a little logic? 那那个我用中文讲是，那我再来另外一个练习题哈。你先生跟你说，哎，你这个人太情绪化了，每次你讲什么都要生气，你可不可以用一点头脑 ？So what would you say as a wife, or if your wife says this to you, or if your husband says this to you, what would you say?But right now you're in a good mood, by the way. Imagine you both are in the heat of moment. Yeah. What would you say?
Is it about feelings? Is it about how we feel about each other? It's not really an issue about logic.
Okay, so you... Lately, I don't know that you're kind of defensive. So you say this is about our feelings, this is not about logic, right? So you're saying that it's the right to feel this way, basically. I mean, in a sense, you should say something like that. Yes, yes, that's correct. But that's a different technique, that's more a self-expression technique.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a self-expression technique. What would you do to disarm this person? What would you do as a verbal judo? This is like some big guy pushing you now. Right? I mean, this is basically what it is.So using judo principle, what do? You pull and you merge, right? Same thing with Zen, right? In Zen, do you go head to head with someone? That's not a Zen spirit either, right? In Zen spirit, you dissolve as one. So how do you do that?Oh, that's very good. Do you practice this at home sometimes? you're still pretty good. That's good. Notice not just what he said, notice how he said it. Did he say it in a way that's like, he didn't say it in a way that's like a victim, right? You don't say it like this, right? Yeah, I know, I'm a loser. Yeah, I know, it's all my fault. You don't say it that way, right?If you say it that way, that's what? That's playing victim. That's not good communication either. This only works when you do it in a dignifying way. Okay? Disarming technique only works when you say it in a dignifying way. You say it in a way that you respect yourself, and you say it in a way that you respect another person. So if you say it in a way that's not respecting yourself, it won't work. It won't work. So I think that's a very good example that you just pull out.所以这位居士说，对，没错，我可能有时候是太情绪化，我觉得我需要改进，我们可以商量一下要怎么来面对这个问题。如果你可以这样子讲的时候，会非常的不一样。那这个居士讲的方式，他其实讲的是非常理性的，非常稳定的一个，非常一个稳定的方式。他不是用那种很可怜、装可怜的方式去讲。你如果是用装可怜的方式去讲是没有用的。所以这种以柔克刚 的技巧是需要自己要尊敬自己，要尊重自己，要尊重别人，这个态度才会有用。So you could say something like, "Yeah, I agree with you. I often overreact and get illogical, and turn out later on that I wasn't being realistic." So you can agree with the person first, then you go on with your self-expression technique, like what you said. So this is the most important technique I think today that you should know about. How to disarm a person so you can move the conversation forward. And if you do not know how to disarm, you're just going to get stuck. Empathy, this is the more popular technique that people know. 同理心, 同理心, 第二个是同理心。The idea of empathy is you want to put yourself in other person's shoes, okay? In other person's shoes. In Buddhism, Buddha said that when you want, there's a, if you want to make the ox walk with the cart, you know, there's ox and then the cart. If you want to make the ox go with the cart, do you hit the ox or you hit the cart? You hit the cart, right? You hit the ox, right? But most of us hit the cart. What does that mean? It means that a lot of time, instead of getting angry at this person's vexation, we get angry at this person. You see how that works? Right, instead, so one way to show empathy in terms of, you know, empathy is that we learn to see the difference between this person and this person's vexation, and we get to see why this person has the vexation, so we don't be angry at the person, but we understand where they come from. So empathy is important, very important aspect of good communication. It's the idea of putting yourself in another person's shoes, but don't walk the shoes away. So if you walk the shoes away, that becomes sympathy. You don't want to be sympathetic, you want to be empathetic. 那另外一个非常重要的是同理心。同理心可能是同理心的精神，在一个好的沟通是非常重要的。你要有办法去想办法了解为什么这个人会这么生气，为什么这个人在骂你的时候他会这样骂你，他的烦恼是从哪里来的。那我们那个佛教的时候讲说，那个牛车啊，你要让牛车拖牛，拖着车跑的时候，你要打车还是打牛？很多时候我们变成都在打牛，我们都在打车，不在打牛。意思就是说，很多时候我们生气的时候，我们不是生气，如果这个人在骂你的时候，我们其实可以把这个人看着两件事情，一个是这个人，一个是这个人的烦恼。我们可以对这个人的烦恼生气，但是我们不用对这个人生气，是一样的道理。所以我们只要这样子练习，可以开始培养一些同理心出来。那 So now when you have empathy, that's not enough. You have to show, you have to express your empathy, or you have to learn how to express your empathy. And there are mainly two ways to express your empathy. One is the thought empathy. This is just simple technique. There's no formula for this. Thought empathy means that you're able to sort of somehow paraphrase what the other person's saying in their own words to show that you understand what they're saying. So this is more what's called thought empathy. And then something called feeling empathy. You acknowledge how they're probably feeling. You say something to address you think you might. You try to guess how they feel. So you're using words like I think you might be saying, or it sounds like you're saying something like this. So this are the feeling empathy. So there are two ways to express empathy is thought empathy and feeling empathy. 那那个同理心，我们有同理心的时候还不够，我们还要学习怎么去表达，我们了解这个人在讲什么。那基本上有两种表达的方式，一种就是你表达所谓语言上的同理心，语言上的同理心就是说你可以把这个人讲的话用不同的方式讲出来，用这个人，譬如说这个人讲某些事情，你把他讲的话用不同的方式呈现出来，让他知道说你有听到他讲的话。那另外一种方式就是把他那个人的感觉表达出来，你在沟通的时候，你听到这个人讲的一些话，你觉得你了解他在讲什么，你把他内心的感觉讲出来。所以你如果可以做到这两点的话，就代表你有一些同理心，而且让这个人知道你有这些同理心在。Another very important skill is asking questions, inquiry. Learn how to ask good, gentle questions. Okay.And you want to ask in a way, you want to ask questions in a way that's empathic. Okay. So you're not asking sharp questions, you're asking empathic questions. When people criticize you, oh, so what do you think I can work on? That's an example of good question. Okay. Instead of what the hell you want, that's not a question you want to ask. Right? Okay. So, 另外一个非常重要的沟通就是要学习会问温柔的问题，问题要温柔，问题要非常的有同理心的问题，会学习去问一些对这个人有帮助的问题。OK， 那比如说那个 example， suppose the man you have been dating says， I need more space， I need more freedom。Basically, he's first saying something like, I want to get rid of you. Well, that's probably what the person's thinking, right? When someone's saying this to you, what do you think they're saying, right? I need more space, I need more freedom. You heard that, right? I might have heard it before.
Go.
Okay. So what would you say back?
Go.
Yeah, go. That would work, yeah.
We react with aggression.
You react with aggression?
Yes.
So what do you mean? Like,
we don't want to hear it.
Huh? I don't want to hear it? Oh, that's not good.
I said go away.
Go away?
That's really
the
job
we do. But we're Buddhists, we're both in oneness, right? You know, you and me are one, right?所以用中文讲，你如果你的太太或者是你的先生跟你说，或者是你的女朋友
，go to a retreat，
go to Chan Center， right， learn something。 Oh， that's what we do actually a lot of time. When people say something like this, if you say something like， I think you need help， do you need therapy？ Yeah， that's how I get a lot of phone calls. People call me up and then usually they don't call up for themselves. They're like，I think my husband needs therapy. My wife needs therapy. And I would usually say something like, I think you just ask them to call me myself. Or if you want, you can try it yourself first. You know, that's what I usually say back. So, what would you say? We talked about three different techniques so far. What would you say? Other than go or or go away. And right now you're in a good mood, right?So you can practice it. So when this really happened to you, at least you can have something ready to say, right? Huh?
Well,
Does something happen to me that makes you feel that way? Okay.
Something's going on.
What's going on? How would you disarm? Let's try first disarming.What would you say in terms of disarming? Let's try all three techniques then, right? Now you have three techniques to use, not just one. Three techniques. Disarming, how would you disarm? You're right.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
I'm sorry that you feel that way? Okay, that's good. Okay, very good. Oh, you're good at this too. Very good, very good.I'm sorry you feel that way, help me to understand. So there's some anchoring in there, there's some kind of validation. When you say I'm sorry you feel that way, there's some announcement that yeah, you might be right, right? Anything else? Empathic, empathy wise? It sounds like you need more space for yourself. It sounds like you don't want to be with me anymore. You see how?That's all part of empathic response. Yes. 所以用中文，如果你老公跟你这样说，我觉得我需要一点个人空间，我需要一点时间、空间、地点。你会怎么讲？
我会说，问问看发生了什么事情，也许我们可以暂量。
这样子，我们可以商量一下发生什么事，我们可以商量一下你有什么想法，然后也许。然后可以用中文讲，也许我可能做了一些让你感觉很烦的事情，我们可以，你可能会觉得我很烦，那我们来讨论一下。So you see, this takes practice, right? This is not we don't born to talk this way, right? I mean, we're born to say go, right? But we don't born to say like, oh, it's my fault, right? So this is something we can say. I could say something like this. So you say you need more space, more freedom, that would be thought empathy, right? It sounds like you feel trapped and dissatisfied with our relationship, that would be more like a feeling empathy. Maybe you want to date other people, that's another feeling empathy. this is what Bodhisattva would say now, right? Like, we're practiced to be Bodhisattva. Can you tell me what some of the problems in our relationship are? That's good inquiry, good gentle questions. I'd like to know what you like and don't like about it. That's another good question. What would you like me to do differently? These are the good questions to ask. So this is how, when we put everything together as a package, those are what it sounds like. Sounds good?
Okay. So, yeah, when you go home, you're like, go, right? You're like, whatever. Now, by the way, when I'm talking about this technique, it doesn't mean that I'm so good at it. I mean, this is something in Chinese we say, 共勉之, okay? Practice, we all should practice together. It's like, you know, in meditation, we know there's unified mind, there's the environmental unification. I mean, we know about it, but to do it is a different thing, right? It's the same idea. At least there's some roadmap for you to know that this is something that we can work on in our life. So, disarming, empathy, and inquiry are the essential listening technique. I think this is very important, especially the disarming technique, because once you disarm, it's a lot easier to talk. If you don't disarm, end of conversation. Self-expression, the last two techniques is self-expression. Okay, self-expression. Now, we not only need to listen, we need to say how we feel in a clear manner, in a non-judgmental manner. Okay, and one technique is called the I feel statement. I feel. The idea is you express your feeling. Really, it's a very simple technique. Just say I feel and then fill in the blank. That's all you really have to say. Okay. A lot of times we don't use the I feel statement. A lot of times we use what's called the you statement. The you statement. Okay? So what's the difference between I feel statement and you statement? There's a big difference. Okay? Now, 我们不只要学会听，我们也要学会怎么表达自己。 那其中的最简单的表达方式，一个技巧就是我觉得技巧。 我觉得，我们很多时候都不是用我觉得的技巧，我们有很多时候都是用你。 怎么样怎么样怎么样的技巧，所以这两个技巧是非常不同的。So what's the difference? Here is an example of the you statement, and tell me how you think about those statements. You always, you never, okay, you're wrong, okay, you should, right? You've got no right, it's your fault, right? You're making me angry. Those are called the you statement, okay? 那所谓的你的 你的那个，我们很多时候都说你怎么样，你怎么样，你怎么样，不是说我怎么样。那这件事一些例子，你总是，你常常，不是你从来怎么样，怎么样，你错，你是错的，你不应该啊，你没有这个，你没有这个权利啊，都是你的错啊，啊，你让我好生气啊，这个都是所谓的你。 你的 statement, okay, and sometimes we don't say I feel, but sometimes we just act out our feelings, okay, which is not too helpful. Here are some examples of how we act out, okay, and stone silence, okay, that's how we act out sometimes, not talking, store slanting, okay, being sarcastic, frowning, okay, being rude, gossiping, okay. We do all sorts of stuff, not to say how I feel. Instead, a lot of times when we don't say how we feel, we just act it out, how we feel, which won't be helpful. 那很多时候我们不会去表达自己的感觉，我们不表达都是怎么办？我们不表达常常是用行动来表示我们的感觉。那你如果是用行动去表达你的感觉的时候，其实是不是最有帮助的？那这些是一些例子。很多时候男生就最喜欢那么讲话，像死人一样。那有时候就是 把门关起来，或者是很讽刺，有时候就是鸣锣坐起来就不讲话，就像那只鸟一样就躺在那里不动。那有些人喝醉了，那有些人是非常的不礼貌。那
看有些人是就是开始讲些有的没的五四三这样子，反正就是我们用很多不同，很多时候不知道为什么我们就不是很敢把自己的心理感觉讲出来，我们就是用这种间接的方式表达出来。 So how do you do the I feel statement? This is an example of how what people do when they act out their feelings. Okay, so the girl will say something like, do you don't love me anymore? And the guy would look like that, not talking, and then she sort of, So that's the typical example of how people act out their feelings, okay? You see that face? Can you see it?
How'd you get that picture?
This picture of you? Well, this is my favorite because a lot of guys do that. Can you recognize that?
Dog.
But you know, you see how the dog's face, facial expression, that's exactly how we do a lot of times. That's how we act out our feelings a lot of times. Okay? So, I feel statement. What do you say? Example, if you have negative feeling, you can say things like, I feel angry, I feel criticized, I feel put down, I feel frustrated, I feel coerced, I feel misunderstood. Nice and clear without being judgmental, right? Learning how to express your own feelings is important. Vulnerable feelings, if you feel vulnerable, say out loud. I feel sad, I feel rejected, I feel hurt, I feel unloved. I feel disappointed, ignored, I feel intimidated, I feel attacked, I feel inadequate when you say blah blah blah. Yes? So that's another example. Or you can express it in the wish and desires. I would like to spend more time with you, I want to work out the problem and feel closer. I really want to be on time, I would like you to try to understand my point of view. So these are the example of I statements. So we have to do 表达自己的感觉，其实可以用个很简单，就是多用我这个字。你如果是有不好的感觉，你可以说我感觉我很生气，或是我感觉我被批评了，我感觉我被误会了，或者是我感觉我觉得伤心，我觉得难过，我觉得我被我觉得我好像不是很好，或是你可以表达你的感觉，用那个希望的方式。我希望我可以好好沟通，我希望我可以花一点时间来讨论。用这种方式来讲，你自己的感觉是比较 effective 的。The last technique is stroking. Stroking is the idea that you find something genuinely positive.Talk about. Even in the heat of the moment, if you can see something positive or respectful to say, you say out loud. Okay? So, and this is the fundamental principle within all the other four techniques anyway. The whole reason why we're able to have real communication is because you show respect. So, even if you forget all the techniques today, the idea is if you remember this, this is the most important, another important path.Real communication comes from the spirit of genuine respect of yourself and other people. A lot of time we just respect others, we don't respect ourselves, and we don't respond. If you don't respect yourself, people don't respect you. Okay? I know in Buddhism we say save all sentient beings, and a lot of time we say we save all sentient beings but me. Yeah, you forget you're one of the sentient beings, and you yourself is really one of the sentient beings. And a lot of time we do too much self-sacrificing. Okay. 最后一个 technique 就是让我们表达说讲好话。其实用中文讲比较简单，就是你如果觉得有些正面的，就算你在很生气的时候，你如果可以讲一些尊敬的话，或是就是有个正面的话，你有机会讲，还是可以把它讲出来，因为。然后这个是我们今天讲的一个另外一个重点，就是真正的沟通不在于技巧，真正的沟通在于尊重。尊重谁？尊重自己，跟尊重对方，尊重自己，跟尊重对方。So practice. And a lot of times these techniques are hard, especially when you're frustrated and upset. Okay? And it's even harder because most of the time we try to defend ourselves.Most of the time, it's even harder for us to do this technique because we try to defend ourselves. And if you are a person who loves to defend, think of this way. If someone criticizes you, the best way to convince that this person that you're not what they say, if this, for example, if this person criticizes you that you're a loser, the best way to make them wrong, what do you think is the best way to make them wrong? If someone criticizes you.
When
someone has a different point of view than yours, what's the best way to persuade them that you're right, that they're wrong?
When you agree with them.
Very good. When you agree with them. That's the important point, right? This is back to the technique number one, disarming technique. And this is sometimes called the persuasive law of opposite, as David Burns put it. The persuasive law of opposite. If you agree with an angry critic by finding a grain of truth in what they say, you will paradoxically put the lie to the criticism. Very counterintuitive. Very counterintuitive. And this is something I want you to practice at home this week, if possible. When your wife criticizes you, you never wash your dishes. You know what to say, right? Okay? Huh? You're not going to practice it. Okay? The moment you defend yourself, if you disagree with the criticism, you will frequently make the critics convinced that they're right and you're wrong. So this is very counterintuitive. Very counterintuitive. So here's an example. Oh, 快快翻一下，就是很多我今天讲这些技巧，其实都是需要练习的。尤其是而且什么时候最需要练习呢？就是尤其是人家批评你的时候。所以那有一个重点，就是如果人家批评你的时候，你觉得他是错的，你是对的，那你想要去改变这个人的想法的时候，最快的改变方式就是你同意他讲的话。你同意他讲的话，这其实是非常奇怪的事情。为什么你同意这个人？如果这个人讲的是错的，你是对的，那你如果同意他的话，你会可以改变他的想法。为什么会这样？所以 here's an example. And this is the final examples for the day that we can wrap up. And I want you to put all the techniques in practice. So final test for you, right? Are you ready? Yeah. Final test for the day. Okay.So your partner attacks you by saying you obviously don't care about anyone but yourself. You heard that? Or you, right? 所以我们最后今天最后一个那个题目 You obviously don't care about anyone but yourself. 你的先生太太说很明显你只那个关心你自己，不关心任何人，你会怎么讲？ You want to convince that your husband or wife that they're wrong because you're this such a caring, kind, loving, kindest person. How can that be? What would you say? Now, here's a bad example. Let me just give you a bad example first. That's a lie. I do care about you. And when I don't give in, you whine and could accuse me of not loving you. You're the one who's selfish.Now, would that help you to convince your wife that you're loving kind?
No, more trouble comes.
More trouble comes, right? Now the divorce paper is ready. And, so who want to give a shot?
Mr. Ian, because you know the problem is that it's been established. It's been established already that the earth moved around the sun.Right?
What? They're going to say that to your wife? So the earth
Because we're trying to reason something here, right?
Uh-huh.
But we have not established that we are not the center of attention. We believe ourselves to be the center of attention. Me and my wife. So therefore we want attention.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we're looking for. That's what we're fighting for. She's fighting for attention.And I am fighting for attention.
Okay, so how are you going to get her attention back to you? Well, her attention is on you.
Because that's what we have to recognize, these two that's what's happening, but we don't see it that way.
Uh-huh.
You know?
So what would you and say to her? You gonna say that to her?
Because
so the earth revolves around the sun.
In my experience coming to the center, to the temple here, that's something that I've learned. And then I try not to satisfy my attention, my need of attention, from getting it from her.
Very good.
You know?
Yes.
The attention is still there. It needs to be satisfied. It's just that you look for another source of satisfaction.
Well, in Buddhism, we said that if you learn to let go of yourself a little bit more, it's a lot easier to move forward. So here's a practical example of how to lose yourself a little bit more. So now, that's principle. That's very good. So the principle is to be no self, right, in the Buddhist way. That principle, and then now is the reality. Principle and reality. How are we going to express that no self? Okay, so you say, don't accuse me, I'm going to try to fix it, I'm not perfect, right?
Yeah, right, I'm human being, that's why we learn from each other, maybe I misunderstood you, or you misunderstood me, so it will work out.
So I would say, I'm not accusing you, I'm just saying the fact.
Okay.
I'm just a crazy husband now.
Okay, 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 I'm from today, then we talk, maybe I will throw up, then show me the way you like it, so maybe we can figure out.
Okay. So you see how when you agree with the person, you give them less a chance.
Yeah.
Actually, when you agree with me, I have less of leverage to be more to say what I want to say now, right? You see this? Yeah.
Oh, and so that kind of thing, like, you're really nice. You know, you're really nice, and I've been really busy. I've been very involved in all my stuff, and I'm not really.
Okay, yeah, well, that's very good. Yes.
I learned
very good, very good. So here is one possible answer you can give. What you're saying upset me, what's that? That's an I feel statement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Remember, we can express how we feel too. When you're saying it upset me, I guess I've given you the impression I don't care about you. That's a thought empathy. You certainly don't deserve to be treated like that. This army technique, you agree with the person. Okay? I don't like to be ignored either, and I can understand that you might feel pretty irritated with me. That's feeling empathy. Do you? Good question. Do you feel irritated? So that's an example of putting all techniques together. You see how it works? Do you like this example? So now you can practice at home, right?
Take David Burns home with me.
Sure. Yeah, David Burns has good stuff. And here's another example you can think at home. I'm not going to give you the answer. Is your partner saying something like this? It's all your fault, I'm right and you're wrong. Why don't you just admit it and stop being so stubborn? So what would you say at home? So I'm going to finish up today's talk with this. My favorite cartoon. This is saying school for the gifted. Okay, school for the gifted. This is what it looks like when we become defensive in the communication. Okay, when we don't have good communication, this is what it looks like. Okay, we're just going the wrong way all the time, and it would never gonna work. Okay, if you try to defend yourself all the time, if you try to play dumb, play victim, never gonna get you anywhere. So thank you very much for allowing me to come here today. Thank you, and here's my contact info.
I noticed your left wife is on there.
Yes, she's just gone. She can't hear anymore.
You should have heard it.